When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
All right, joining us now is someone who is no stranger to the show. We've had Scott on many times, Scott Shera, and he's written a book, however, now about the ordeal that he's gone through with his family and what happened to his daughter, Grace. We've had him on many times. Ouramazinggrace.net is his website, and you can go there and pre-order the book. It releases on Monday, and so we're excited to see that. We've got a little bit of a preview of the book, and we're going to tell you a little bit about what's in it and why he wrote it. And if you haven't seen Scott before, you really need to hear about his experiences. It's heartbreaking, and it is something that every American needs to know, because we need to understand what this system that they've created is capable of doing and actually incentivized to do. So joining us now is Scott Shera. Thank you for joining us, Scott.
Well, it is really a pleasure to be here, and I am so thankful to see you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Scott was a really big help in terms of when I had the stroke. He was very helpful in terms of advice and things and warnings and other things like that. One of the things that we never talked about before, and we can touch on that today. I don't know if you want to do it later, but we can talk about adult protective services. So many times we've talked about child protective services and how families can get caught up in something like that, but they have the equivalent for each and every one of us. They can grab us at the end of life as well. And so the book is government legally killing you? And that's a rhetorical question, isn't it, Scott?
The way I understood it from the people that helped me put the book together, they said, I think you'll sell more copies if you put it as a question.
That's good. It's no longer an open question for any of us who've been paying attention since 2020 and things that have happened at that point in time. You now have a podcast, of course, as well. And the podcast is Deprogramming with Grace's Dad, and you can find that on Rumble and all the regular podcast platforms. What did you do before this happened to your family?
Yeah, that's nobody ever asked me that question. That's a great question. I have been a business owner for most of my life. I own a business right now that's just a small business. I have 4 men who work for me, and praise God, I've been able to turn the business part of it over to them. So I only spend about 3 hours a week in the business, and I do this full time. My background, though, before the current business, which is a pond management company, I had a CPA firm. And then I did strategic planning. And, you know, when you think about the book of Esther and the line everybody quotes when Mordecai said to Esther, how do you know God hasn't made you for a time such as this? All that background has really helped me to be able to do this. So, as a CPA, you're used to audit trails and proving things out. And the book, when you write a book, I never thought I'd write a book, but when you choose to write a book, you can't just start blabbering. You got to have the facts and you've got to find the source documents. And so I did all of that for the book. We have 70 endnotes in the book, and that background helped tremendously. The strategic planning background also helped because, this is a long-term project. Grace died. Grace is a martyr, and she died so that other people's lives can be saved. And so this is our long-term plan. This is the rest of our life plan.
Yes, that's right. So tell us a little bit about Grace's story. Give us a brief overview because we know we've had you on several times on the show, but there's a lot of people that are always coming on board the show. And so they may not be familiar with what happened. If you could tell us briefly what happened with her, just to give us an overview.
Sure. Well, so first, Grace was only 19 when she died on October 13th of 21. Grace had Down syndrome, and she was, to be blunt, she was the best thing God ever gave us, second to salvation. And I was on an earlier interview today, and I told the host that if God chooses to do an Abraham Sarah situation with my wife and I would want another Down syndrome baby because Down syndrome is an absolute gift. 90% of Down syndrome babies are murdered in the womb in America today. So, that's my plug for Down syndrome.
And when I've had you on in the past, we've talked about a very, very close friend of ours who had a daughter with Down syndrome. And unfortunately, our friend died of breast cancer not too long ago. But that was their experience as well. It's a challenging thing, but they really, it's such a wonderful thing. The Downs kids have, I know there's just something about them, the innocence that's there that's in a child, It's always
Well, it's
there.
what God calls us to be. I mean, He says to come to Him like a child. And Grace, I can't say enough about her. She just had a way about her that was always encouraging, always loving. She always found the good in people. She was special. So she makes it easy. The work that I'm doing now, it makes it easy because I think about Grace every single day, obviously, and I miss her tremendously, but she becomes quite a motivation to make sure that nobody else loses their best buddy.
That's right.
So you asked what happened to Grace. So this was during the COVID scam. I had no idea at that time. I mean, I was just the typical person. I'm just an obedient slave to the system, trusted the medical system. I didn't know anything. And so we had been following the frontline COVID critical care doctor's protocol. And that protocol said if your oxygen saturation drops below 94%, admit yourself to the hospital because it's an emergency. So we dutifully did that. And Grace went in with 88% oxygen. She just had a cold. Her and I were goofing around. And 7 days later, she was dead. And so how did she die? They gave her a drug combination that should not be given. It's given to people at end of life in hospice care, Precedex, lorazepam, and morphine. And, in the jury trial, our expert, Dr. Gilbert Burdine, he said when they gave Grace morphine, she didn't even have a blood pressure. He called that the worst clinical decision he's ever seen in 46 years of medical practice. And they could have still revived Grace after giving her the morphine, but they refused because the doctor had put an illegal do not resuscitate order on Grace's chart. And praise God, we had the first and probably the only wrongful death jury trial with COVID as the cause of death on the death certificate. And of course, we lost. That loss came down via the verdict on June 19th of 25, and we lost 11-1. So it was a significant loss. And at the time, of course, I was shocked because we had a better team. We had the truth on our side. We were extremely
Yes.
well prepared. But
We were all
I'm not
shocked with that.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, go ahead, David.
Well, I was just going to say there were such high expectations because you were right And it was the first time, as you said, that anybody had been able to come after with a wrongful death rather than just malpractice or something like that. And all the facts were on your side. And it was so important to establish that precedent as well. And I imagine that that had a lot to do with the reason that they went the other way, because it would have been a very, very important precedent, very damaging for the system itself.
It would have been, right. And that's, they brought in the big guns. They brought in five experts, two were from Johns Hopkins. They spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on their experts. Our expert was so gracious. He had never worked for a plaintiff before. He only had worked for the defense, representing doctors. And he thought Grace's case was so egregious, he didn't take a penny.
Wow.
It's hard to even grasp. It's part of the beast system. Mm-hmm. The Antichrist system has a lot of tentacles, and in the book, of course, I'm exposing the medical industrial complex and the legal industrial complex. But there's a lot. The world is full of these deceptions that we've bought into.
And it's amazing. It's just like we look into the vaccine thing, or did they put her on a ventilator? Was that part of it as well? Because they had a very high rate of people that they killed with that.
Right. It was 90%.
Yeah.
And praise God, Grace was never on a ventilator. And the reason I say that relative to the story isn't because of whether Grace needed or didn't need a ventilator, but the fact is a ventilator was a covered countermeasure under the public health emergency. So consequently, the PrEP Act immunity takes over if Grace would have died on a ventilator. And so the reason we had a lawsuit is because Grace wasn't on a ventilator. So if she would have been on one, of course she would have died on it, and then we would have not had a lawsuit.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing right now. Trump has used exactly the same legal prevarication, this Defense Act thing that he's got, that he used to push the production of these ventilators, that one pulmonologist said, we've never done that before. Why would you do that? Didn't make any sense at all, but they pushed that. And as you point out, since they pushed it and demanded that it be made, then they could not be held liable for that. He's doing the same thing now with glyphosate. He's compelling the production of glyphosate under that same act. And under that act, they also get immunity. It just makes your head spin that people don't wake up to this. It's insane.
I am blown away by it myself, but I'm reminded of 1 Samuel chapter 8 when I don't want to throw other people under the bus that don't get it.
Yeah.
Although it's hard to not, but 250 years after God parted the Red Sea, the Israels didn't want the king. They wanted a king instead of the king. And we're suckers for man's way. Politics is not the way out of this, folks. You can't legislate morality. We can't vote our way out of this.
That's right.
We have to come to our senses.
That's right.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
So, you know, it's a trap, and you talk about the trap and how it's a very long process that they get us all into. It's like, you know, a grooming process for everybody, really. Talk a little bit about that process that gets us so dependent and reliant on conventional medicine, and what do we need to do to inoculate ourselves against that?
Well, you have such a way of asking questions. I enjoy it. I forgot how much I enjoy you as a host. It's
well,
great.
Thank you.
So they do this through, so that's why my podcast is called Deprogramming. They program us, and we don't realize it because it's so subtle. And, you know, we end up becoming the boiling frogs in the end because we can't recognize this happening over time. And in the book, I lay this out, and I start with 1905. Even though the eugenics model was already in place in Plato wrote about it in 375 BC. And so the idea of eugenics is nothing new, but modern eugenics started in 1905 with Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And in that Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court said, quote, "The rights of the individual in respect to his liberty may at times, under the pressure of great dangers, be subjected to such restraint to be enforced by reasonable regulations as the safety of the general public may demand." So when you hear that for the first time, you think, well, that's reasonable. It's pragmatic, but it's not right. What that is collectivism. And collectivism has become the, quote, law, end quote, of the land. This is the legal standard. It's not lawful because God is an individualist, not a collectivist. But then, okay, so now how does that doctrine, how does that get integrated into our society? And, you know, I mentioned earlier that Down syndrome babies are murdered at the rate of 90%. So collectivism relative to Down syndrome, I'll just give you the 411. You know, the young couple gets pregnant. They have not established any biblical roots. So what happens is they go to the doctor. The doctor congratulates them on the pregnancy and says, let's do an amniocentesis.
Yeah.
And the young couple without roots, the only question they really ask is, does my insurance cover it? And the answer is, yeah, your insurance does cover it. I'm just going to add my 2 cents. Your insurance covers it because they're in on it. That's part of the scam. So now the amniocentesis comes back positive for Down syndrome. The doctor has a meeting with the couple and says, your son, we expect him to have Down syndrome based on these test results. And they have a training document that I don't have at my fingertips right now, but there's a training document that doctors wrote for other doctors as to how to view Down syndrome. And so Down syndrome is looked at as this negative thing, this burden on society, a burden on the family, all of that. So he sells that lie to the young couple and suggests they have an abortion. So that's what collectivism looks like in real time. All of us have bought into it. And we'll go right to the end game. So just process this as a, so first maybe I'll just ask you the question, David. You know, if you were going to have your windows cleaned at your home, you know, you would expect, I presume, that, you know, if you don't have a referral, you'd look up the a company and you would expect them to give you a quote. And assuming you hire them, you would expect them that if the team that came out to clean your windows, if they broke one of them, you would expect them to fix it. That's reasonable, right?
That's right.
Well, think about in the medical system. Can you think of any other industry? So this is the norm. The window cleaning situation is the norm. But in the medical industry, they don't disclose any pricing. They don't give you any quotes. And if they screw up, they have immunity from liability.
That's right. If you in your analogy, if they had a history of breaking out half the windows that they cleaned with their ladder, you would never be able to know that if it was a medical situation. they hide it.
It's all hidden.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, truly is amazing.
So that's how, you know, we've all tacitly approved all of that. And so consequently, on a macro level, I believe the only way out of this nightmare is repentance for our participation in that system.
Yes.
You know, from a micro level, you know, what can people do? I mean, obviously I encourage people to not participate. So what does that look like? We don't have medical insurance anymore. Mm-hmm. We chose to go with a cash pay provider, somebody that's not... They do not accept Medicare or Medicaid. That's critical because mm-hmm. if a provider accepts Medicare or Medicaid, they have to toe the line or they lose their license. They don't get paid for any recommendations outside of that standard of care model. And that's for the whole country. That isn't just if you're on Medicare or Medicaid. And I'll share a story with you that I share in the book that will really get your listeners in the mindset that, okay, is what this guy's saying true? Yeah, it's true. And I interviewed a doctor for my book just to make sure that my anecdotal story is in fact the case today. And he said, yes, and you'll hear about the statin in my story. And he said, I refuse to prescribe the statin and I get financially punished for not prescribing it because the statin is, as you're going to learn here shortly, is the standard of care for heart disease. So I'm going
to that. They tried to push that on me real hard.
Oh, well, then
the doctor that I've been to, every time I go, she gives me this whole spiel about the Framingham study. And I politely sit there and nod my head. And after this happened two or three times, I told Karen, I said, we're not ever going back to that doctor. I've had enough lectures about the Framingham study. And I know about statins. I'm not going to take these things ever. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's absolutely critical that, you know, so you asked, what do we do? I mean, we got to take the freedom that we gave away to the government. We turned over our birthright. We got to take it back. We got to reclaim the ground that we lost.
That's right.
And, you know, you do that by asking questions. You stand firm on your beliefs. And, you know, the story, I'll just share this quick story so you understand where I'm coming from. So this is back, I'm still programmed into the medical system, May of 2018. We still had conventional medical insurance. I went in for the recommended physical at 55, $300 for your physical. And so, okay, I do that. The doctor said to me, Scott, do you want to do a CT scan of your heart? I said, well, I don't, why would I? You know, I feel fine. He said, well, we got a deal. It's normally $2,000. It's only $80. So I said, sure, I'll do it. And the day after I did the CT scan, they called and said, you need to come in immediately. I think, oh boy. So I went into the doctor's office and they said, you have a 1200 calcium score, which is the OMG level for heart disease. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, what's the cause? And they said, well, you have high cholesterol. So, well, what's the solution? The statin. So, you know, praise God, I didn't roll over then. And mm-hmm. Cindy, my wife, and I graduated from high school with a lady who's a doctor. I called her and I explained what I just said to you. And she said, my husband just had a heart attack 2 months ago. I'm researching this myself. Let me send you some things. And I looked at what she sent. I started researching at a couple hundred hours in and realized high cholesterol is necessary. It's not even in the top 10 of the causes of heart disease.
Yeah.
And of course, the statin causes dementia. And interestingly, if we tie dementia back to Obamacare, which was passed on March 23rd of 2010, Ezekiel Emanuel is the chief architect of Obamacare, and he said that if you have dementia, you're a non-contributing member of society and don't deserve medical care. You know, so it's not a joke. When I say the government mm-hmm. is legally killing us, that's an example. So anyway, here, just to finish the story, I went into the doctor then after doing the research and said, I'm not going to do the statin. And the nurse, his nurse, and I thank her for this. This is so good because she walked me out and said, Scott, I'm going to tell you something you're not going to want to hear. I said, what is it? She said, you have to take the statin. And I said, what? I don't have to do anything. And she said, our Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates are based on what the percentage of our patient population that follows the standard of care. And the standard of care for your level of heart disease is the statin. And I said, I'm not on Medicare and Medicaid. She said, you didn't hear me. It's based on our entire patient population. And if there's enough people like you who won't follow the standard of care, we have to fire you as a patient to keep our reimbursement rates up. And that's the secret I reveal in the book. That is how the federal government, through the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, controls the entire healthcare system in America.
Wow. We see the same things over and over again. You know, when you look at childhood vaccines, for example, they've all practiced their speech about, they've got a little speech to convince you, right?
And, exactly.
And again, you know, when we go back to, I remember in the summer of 2020 with the COVID stuff, there was a Yale study and it was a psychological study. It wasn't a study of COVID. It wasn't a study of masks or ventilators or the vaccine or anything. It was a psychological study. How do we convince people to get this vaccine that we haven't finished yet, that we haven't tested yet, that we haven't found out if it's safe or effective? And they went through and they tried different statements on people and they broke them into two different groups, you know, just like you were testing a drug or something. We have a control group over here that doesn't hear the argument, and we've got another one over here that does hear the argument. How effective was that argument? And I was just absolutely stunned. It's like, here we're going to rush through this stuff and do no tests of anything except how we can manipulate people to take this. And then I saw very well-known Christian leaders who used these things verbatim after the vaccine rolled out, after about 7 or 8 months after that. I was just appalled at all of that. But the same thing, we go back to the vaccines, the same thing. They got little speeches to tell people if they are reluctant to get the vaccines for their kids. And then they will fire you as a patient because they will literally put these pediatricians out of business if they don't get a certain percentage of the kids who take the prescribed number of vaccines on schedule, which is the standard of care that they have demanded. Truly is amazing to see how that works. And it's all about money.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. Step up your grilling game with Solaire portable infrared grills, which are perfect for RVers, tailgaters, backyards, and a memorable gift. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a Solaire portable alongside your current gas grill as a sear zone for more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
You know, they weaponize money. And that's what I was telling everybody about the way the whole COVID thing worked. I said, you know, they said, well, it wasn't Trump. It was the bad Democrat governors. I said, well, the Republican governors are doing the same thing. And it was the money. It was incentivizing it. And I said, that's how the government always gets around the 10th Amendment restrictions. They bribe people and they blackmail people with money. And yes. They always roll it out that way. Yeah.
It's right on, David. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with the vaccine agenda, but from the government's perspective, mm-hmm. Incentivizing the medical. Well, what do they do how do we participate? So I like to cover both sides mm-hmm. because they have to get us to participate. So how mm-hmm. did they do that? So go all the way back to World War II. One of the goals of World War II was to get women in the workplace. So why did they want to get women in the workplace? Well, because now we can have a two-earner couple. So then why do we want a two-earner couple? Well, because now they're going to need to send their kids to the public school system for free babysitting. And as part of the free babysitting service, the indoctrination service, you have to have 80 jabs. So it's a massive population reduction agenda. And once your eyes are open to that, all the puzzle pieces fit.
Yes, absolutely. I love what you call it, the public fool system. I saw that and I told Karen, I'm going to start calling it that way. That it's the best description of it I've heard yet. That's better than government school. I like public fool system. You know, it is And this has been one of my pet peeves all along, which you touched on, the public health issue, the difference between this idea of collective health and individual health. And I've said for the longest time, if you don't have individual health, how do you have collective health? Because the collective is all a bunch of individuals. And if you're going to run roughshod over people and poison them and all the rest of the stuff, then they're not healthy. How does the herd get healthy? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's like the blinding flash of the obvious. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, it's a crazy system, and it's an evil system, and it's very calculated, and we can see it happening in so many different ways. Like I said, the grooming that they do to us as adults and as children, and how the profit motive is woven into all of this stuff. Let me ask you, because I know that we got pressured when we were having our child. Lance is running the board right now, and they wanted us to do an amniocentesis because we were older. And yep. We said, no, we're not going to do that because we're not going to abort the baby. So there's no point in doing it. And any procedure is going to have certain risks. So I'm not going to do that. What was the situation when you guys had Grace? Did you know that she had Down syndrome?
Yeah, boy, am I glad you asked me that question, because so we had been chasing the American dream. Mm-hmm. So what did that look like? We had 2.1 kids, 1.7 dogs, no cats, of course. And, projecting out our retirement in the early 50s and blah, blah, blah. Well, God got a hold of us. And when we were 39, we turned the baby department over to him. And 5 minutes later, Fertile Myrtle got pregnant. And then we didn't do any of the testing because we knew we were going to take whatever God gave us. And so I was in the delivery room with Cindy. And when Grace came out, I just said to her, I said, I think she has Down syndrome because she had the features. And the doctors had a huddle. And it was my first experience negative with the medical system, because one of the doctors came in and said, we suspect your daughter has Down syndrome. Do you want to keep her?
Wow.
And I said to him, what are you talking about?
And yeah, was he talking about adoption or euthanasia?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't, because I wasn't awake to anything then. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, we have people waiting in the wings for children such as these. So we just left, said, we have no interest in anything that you're talking about. And, so that was the end of the story.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. You were about the same age we were when we had Lance as well, and that was the way we felt about it as well. You just have to, certain things like that, you just have to trust God in it. And I think you had a wonderful experience with Grace for 19 years. I've seen your website, all the wonderful things that you all did with her, and how she had a wonderful life that you gave her.
Well, she was a blast. I enjoy just processing all the, I mean, we had so many cool experiences with her, and she was a natural comic to boot. And that's, of course, what I missed the most. I taught her literal humor, and she got it. It was really fun. I mean, just a simple example. I mean, it'll be our 40th wedding anniversary coming up here in November. And I remember this so vividly because Grace was so sharp. It was our 29th anniversary. And we have an apple orchard, and we were pressing apples, which is a manual process. And so Grace and I are on the apple press. And I said, hey, Grace, did you know that it's Mom and Dad's anniversary today? And she quips back, happy misery. It just was so funny. I just love that kind of humor. And, I really thought that someday she would be a stand-up comic because she was so funny.
Yeah. Probably a lot funnier than the stand-up comics I typically see. Most of them are not funny. They're just shock jocks, trying to shock you with their language or whatever they're doing. So it would be a welcome change, I think.
I want to share something that I expose in the book, and it's a little bit deep, but it's important. So we talked about the idea of standards of care, and that's how the government controls us. That's how they control medical care. So, you know, standards of care, you know, there can be some good standards of care, but for the most part, standards of care are designed to kill us. So the standard of care for heart disease, the statin, 700,000 deaths a year attributable to the government killing us with the standard of care for heart disease, 600,000 with cancer. The standard of care for cancer is chemo. If you survive 5 years in one day, that is, you are an anomaly. You're one of 2.1% that survives that long after chemo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're programmed to believe. Okay. So then you've got people arguing for they're in the trap and they're arguing for informed consent. And so let me set this up just a little bit. If you have, as you well know, I mean, you experience good doctors and bad doctors. And, you know, there are good doctors, but for the most part, the doctors believe that their job is to tell you what to do. So that is not informed consent, right? That
That's
is
right. Yeah.
Telling you what to do and expecting you to do what they say because they've got all the schooling and you're just a dummy. All right, so that's not informed consent. Informed consent means that they explain the options to you thoroughly, you ask questions, and then you process those options and make a decision separate from being informed. That's informed consent. So people are arguing, so for example, in Grace's case, not only didn't we get informed consent, but we didn't even have knowledge of these meds being used on Grace. We had no knowledge of the DNR order. You know, so that's lack of informed consent on steroids. But here's the trap. If people are really pushing for informed consent, the problem is they're in the system. So the doctor can only give you options that are within the boundaries of the standards of care. Okay. They can't give you real options outside. So cancer, for example, if a doctor gives you a recommendation to take ivermectin for your cancer, he'll lose his license. So they can't give you real informed consent. So that's the scary part about these arguments. I see a lot of medical freedom people making these arguments, but they're inside the trap that they've created, the informed consent trap. Of course I want informed consent, but I want informed consent outside of, I want to go outside the lines.
Yeah.
I was thinking about how Grace would color. So, you know, you color a picture and you're taught to color inside the lines, right? Well, Grace would always draw clouds and little hearts and things. You know, that's what I want. I want a doctor that's willing to go outside the lines.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to give you an example, you know, when I'm in the hospital, they're giving me a lot of different things. I said, you know, I didn't bring my vitamin C with me. I said, can I get vitamin? Oh, no, we don't give you vitamin C.
You got to be kidding, right?
Yeah. Can't get vitamin C in the hospital, no. It's even worse than that. You can't get any sleep either. That's with the bed and all the rest of the stuff that's there. But no, not gonna go outside that narrow box of standard of care. That's exactly right. Well, I said at the beginning, let's talk about this situation with adult protective services.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solair infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solair infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solair infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solair infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
We're all aware of the damage that's done with Child Protective Services. I hope at least the people who follow the show are, because I've talked about that many times, but adult care, where they insinuate with a social worker and come into a situation where somebody is at the end of life or incapacitated. Talk a little bit about that, because that played into Grace's story as well, right?
Well, it technically didn't, because we had our paperwork in order. Grace was an adult. She was 19, but we did have a durable medical power of attorney in place, and they ignored it.
Yeah.
But you know, we had the documents in place so that Grace would never become a ward of the state. But we have firsthand experience now. In fact, my wife is not in the area right now. She's 3 hours away. She has become a co-guardian for a lady that ended up being captured by Adult Protective Services. Mm. And the family were familiar with our story. They had seen our local billboards and asked us to get involved. And we started to get involved and realized Adult Protective Services captured this lady. They sent her to a hospital. They ended up putting her on a ventilator. She now permanently has a trach and will never speak again because of the medical abuse. And when you become a under Adult Protective Services, the court takes over and they appointed a state guardian. And that's so now my wife started advocating for this lady, the state guardian. You would expect if you were doing your guardianship duties, you would want an advocate on the ground to give you the report as to what's going on with mm-hmm. the patient. The advocate actually, or the guardian, the state guardian actually called, it's a version of Adult Protective Services to do an evaluation to get my wife out of being an advocate.
Wow.
And so then we took the extraordinary step of contacting this lady's sister and said, hey, you know, I think we should hire an attorney and take over guardianship from the state appointed guardianship so that we can get her back on solid footing and back on her own. Mm-hmm. You know, she, at the time, she was homeless. And when she got captured from being homeless, they said that, well, you got heart issues. They claimed she had a heart attack, got her in, you know, she was, taken to actually the same hospital that Grace was killed at, over an hour and a half away from where she was, just to get her away from her family. So that system of capturing somebody is real. And what happens in that system is, if you don't have a guardian that is representing your interests, so you have a state-appointed guardian, they're basically expected to just follow the protocol. So right now, for example, this lady, the system screwed up again. She ended up having oxygen depletion, had to get revived. She ended up being without oxygen for 20 minutes. This was last October. And now my wife has, I just talked with her on the way to talking with you on the phone, because she had an appointment with the neurologist today, and the neurologist wanted to have this lady on meds the rest of her life and be a zombie. And Cindy has fought back, and the lady is now off. She's feeding herself again. You know, it's like you having a stroke. I mean, you've got to go through, but you need that type of care. And if you don't fight the system, if she would have still been under the state appointed guardian, she would be dead today.
Wow.
So this is a big deal.
That's amazing. Yeah. Usually when you think of a guardian, fill in the blank, you know, guardian angel, right? I guess there can be guardian demons as well out there, right? It's crazy, but it's a crazy system. And unfortunately, it hits you But you have done so much to warn people and to educate people. Really do appreciate what you've done, Scott. It's a very important work that you've been called to. And it's a way to honor God and to honor the memory of Grace as well. And so your book is available on Monday, right?
On right? Tuesday. Tuesday the 10th is when it's officially released. If people go on the OurAmazingGrace.net right now, you'll see a copy or a picture of the cover. If you click on that, you'll see you can order on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, and Goodreads. There's both the Kindle version and the hardcover, and both will be released on the 10th. The way I understand it, I mean, I did my own order just to see how it would work. It says that I will have my order on the 10th, that it's going to ship on the 9th, and I'll have it on the 10th. It's interesting. They have this process. I actually have one here, so I have my complimentary copy. This is the only one right now in the whole world. And they print these one at a time. So they have their process of printing is this is a color book. I chose to do it in color because of all the diagrams and evidence that I brought to the table. I wanted to have it in color, and they print a full color book, one at a time on their press.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for doing that. And again, your podcast, give me the name of your podcast again.
The podcast is called Deprogramming with Grace's Dad. And obviously the name is because that's, you know, Grace died to wake me up. And wake me up to what? All the things that I've been lied to about. And that's what my podcast is about.
Yeah, that's good. So people can follow this. And of course, you see this in so many different areas. It's not a narrowly defined area. This is permeated from one aspect to the other through the medical community. The standard of care, the box that they have there. And like I said before, it's not just about vaccines. It's about heart disease. It's about cancer. It's about everything. It's important to understand how the system works before you get into that situation where a family member or you are sick and you're starting to panic and grasp for straws. I think that's the way that they get us in, and they prey on our ignorance, and they prey on our programming that they have so carefully put together, which is what you're exposing. Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, David. You have a gift at sizing things up. You did a great job. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Scott. Looking forward to seeing this book. Thank you.
Thank you.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will give you better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire hot fast grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.